Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Cardinal Telesppo Tupu. He is the Cardinal Archbishop of Ranchi Archdiocese in the eastern Indian state of Jharkhand and is the first Oran tribal Indian cardinal. As a priest, bishop, and a cardinal living and working among the mostly tribal people, he faced many challenges in his life and mission. Our faithful witness of today, Cardinal Telesppo Tupu from India, shares with us his faith experiences, inspirations, and the challenges he faced in his life and mission. Cardinal, we are very happy to have you with us today. Last week, you shared with us your inspirations to priesthood. Now, tell us how you share your faith with other people.
You know, this is where the present Pope is a model. To me, I am thinking of my own life story, so to say, as a young seminarian, before even I became a priest, and later on as priest, and soon after as a bishop. Sharing faith is not a kind of jug and mug, put something and it will go. No, but it is the testimony of life. They will be much more impressed by your life, the way you deal with the people, the way we come across in any gathering or any meeting, and it is that inspires them to think about my faith. I may not be aware of it. I just have to live my faith. Paul the Sixth seems to have said, faith is life.
I was reading something about the present Pope, and a journalist has written, here is a Pope who doesn't preach.
Exactly.
And then he says, he lives.
That's what I am trying to say. Yes, that's correct. I totally agree.
What do you think of the future of the Catholic Church?
It has a bright future, definitely. What our Lord has said, that gate of hell will not prevail, I am convinced of that.
Okay.
That is our faith.
Right.
That's the word of God. So therefore, of course, the Holy Spirit has to guide. And that's why I was very much impressed when everywhere, in every encounter, he's asking people to pray for him. It is needed. So that he can live the faith, share his faith, and strengthen the faith of his brethren.
Pope Benedict XVI said last year that the two major challenges for pastors today is pastoral care and preaching of the gospel. Your comments?
Pastoral care is becoming more and more difficult and complicated.
Why so?
Because of the changing situation and fluctuating situation and globalization and modernization and all kinds of media and technology, and the culture is not what it was. Cultures are becoming khichdis.
That's right. Everything mixed up.
Yeah, everything mixed up, yes. So the young people do not know what is what. And old people, they will try to stick to their old thing. No, that was the best.
Not able to adapt to the new situations.
No, other. So they are also struggling to survive. And the young people are trying to, groping, so to say, in the dark. So therefore, in this situation, we pastors have to pastor. So it is a real challenge.
What about the preaching of the gospel in the Indian situation?
Preaching of the gospel, Indians, as Paul the Sixth has already said clearly, modern world doesn't want to listen. And if at all they listen, it is because of their testimony of their life. Because they have seen them, like Mother Teresa. They have seen her working with the poorest of the poor and so on, without distinction of caste or creed. Yes, yes. So that's why that testimony has to be there. So all in the past, Holy Spirit has inspired the Pope and good missionaries. They are still valid. We have to live our faith.
There is a general perception that youth are away from the church today. Is it true in your archdiocese?
Those who see superficially, they will think that way. But I believe there is tremendous good things in the heart of the youth. But what we said, they're groping. Huh? See, we must understand they're groping. And we are also groping in certain sense. But since we have been blessed and chosen and appointed or consecrated, ordained, we should be able to guide them.
But basically they are open. That is
absolutely. That is Jesus Youth, for instance, in India. It's doing marvelous work. So I think we have to understand them. And nothing like Jesus anyway.
In this year of faith, what is your message to Christians in India or say in Asia?
I think what we did in Asian Mission Congress, the first Asian Mission Congress in 2006, that is valid for Asia. And we should try to understand what Spirit told us in that Mission Congress. That was telling the story of Jesus. That was the theme. And it was so successful because we heard people coming from different countries telling us the story of Jesus, how they met Jesus, how Jesus has transformed. For instance, mine was one of the main talks. I had taken one Santan sister and I took her to the stage. And I see this is the diocesan congregation. They have accepted Jesus and they have become like this now. Otherwise, our people were absolutely illiterate and they were on the verge of extinction. Missionaries came and they revived the will to live. Otherwise, they had even given up the will to live. And this is where we are. So you can look at this young lady. She has become a nun. So they were the whole Asia.
So that is how the sharing of the story of Jesus, how they met Jesus.
Yes. So we see us. I also tell, even in Belgium when I went, I am a miracle. See, I have no shame in telling that my parents, mother and father did not know how to read and write. Now I am here a cardinal in front of you. I tell them.
That truly is a miracle.
Yes. But one thing I can tell you, my mother has very strong faith. You see, if I were to become a prophet, I'm joking, I'm telling. I would have definitely beatified my mother. So to give example, because of our faith, I am here what I am here. Let me conclude then, this is my mother's story.
Yes.
Before she died, she told me about the church and my relationship with the church. She died after I became cardinal. She waited for me to return from Rome. I returned on 25th of October and she lived just 1 month. 25th of November she died. But in that short time she had told me, have you seen monkey? How monkey jumps from one tree to another tree in the forest? And have you seen the little monkey with his mother holding and sitting, and then nothing will happen to the little monkey if mother is jumping from one tree to another tree and going. That is how you must stick to your church, which is your mother.
Thank you, Cardinal. That was Cardinal Telesphore Topo, Cardinal Archbishop of Ranchi Archdiocese, India, sharing his faith experiences.
Seems long, my energy is spent. darkest night and brightest day.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Cardinal Telesppo Tupu from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.